Mexico is Arizona's biggest trading partner and one of the biggest trading partners for the country overall. This month, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake called on his Senate colleagues to approve President Obama's choice as ambassador to Mexico. But what impact does an ambassador, or lack thereof, have on trade? For the answer, I'm joined by George Hammond. He's the director of the Economic and Business Research Center in the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. And George, given the amount of trade between Mexico and Arizona and Mexico and the U.S., more broadly, how important is it for America to have an ambassador there?
Well, I think it's important that we have good relationships with the Mexican government, and certainly the ambassador is a key part of that. And, you know, you're right that Mexico is a key trading partner for both Arizona and the U.S. So, having a good trade relationship with Mexico is very important.
So it sounds like it doesn't necessarily negatively impact trade if there is an ambassador, but it could potentially start to maybe fray relations a little bit, official relations, if that position is vacant for too long.
Sure. We want to make sure that we have good political relationships with Mexico, particularly the relationships that matter with respect to overall economic trade.
Speaking of political relationships, there has been a lot of talk over the past several months about the relationship in general between the U.S. and Mexico. Does rhetoric on the campaign trail affect something like trade? I mean, do people in Mexico and businesses say, we're not sure we want to be working with these companies or with this country anymore?
Well, certainly the political climate matters for overall economic trade. And it's one of the things that we want to make sure that we pay attention to is the importance of that trade relationship. So overall, you know, Mexico is an important destination for Arizona's exports. Our exports in 2015 hit $9.2 billion. And that works out to just over $1,300 per person in the state. And that actually ranked Arizona second in the nation in per capita exports to Mexico, behind only Texas.
Have you seen any noticeable difference since the conversation about building the fence on the border, having the Mexican government pay for it, has sort of become part of the dialogue here in this country?
I think that has become part of the dialogue. I'm not sure how seriously that is really taken. But overall, our export performance continues to be fairly strong, particularly here in Arizona. Our exports to Mexico actually rose by just over 6% in 2015, and that was much faster than national performance. So overall, you know, there are a variety of factors that are affecting our overall exports, including what's going on with the value of the U.S. dollar, which is rising and has risen rapidly against the Mexican peso. As well as what's going on directly in the Mexican economy with the major decreases in oil prices over the past year and a half.
Well, you bring up two factors there, and I'm curious, when you're talking about what impacts the amount of trade between two countries, how much of it is factors like the relative value of currency, the relative value of raw materials, and how much of it is political climate, political rhetoric, and sort of politics in general?
Well, politics certainly matters and certainly has an impact, but the fundamentals matter too, and we don't want to lose sight of that. So what's going on with the value of the U.S. dollar can have a big impact on certain types of exports from Arizona, particularly agricultural exports. But you also want to keep in mind that one of our major exports to Mexico is actually tourism expenditures by Mexican visitors. So when Mexican nationals cross the border to shop in Arizona or to visit our resorts, that's actually one form of an export from Arizona to Mexico. And that probably is a bit more sensitive to what's going on with the value of the dollar, particularly for communities that are right along the border. So there are these economic factors that are important to keep track of, as well as what's going on with the overall political climate.
George Hammond is director of the Economic and Business Research Center at the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. George, thank you.
Thank you.